Okay, in this parasha's Chayisara, let me first give you a Hakdama. The whole parasha is talking about Eliezer. Eliezer doing the shlichus for Avraham Avinu to go and find the wife for Yitzchok. Let's first be uptight who Eliezer was. So the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Kechavim, the Rambam says, he talks about whom Avraham Avinu was. Avraham Avinu, Kivin Shigavai, this is in the middle of the Rambam, the Rambam tells us that Avraham Avinu, from the day he got a bit of seichel, he started trying to work out who runs the world, until he came to that korah that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Kivin Shigav Aleim Berayosof. Since the Shas when Nimrod argued with him, with his rayas, with his proof that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, Bikish HaMelech LaHorgoi, Nimrod wanted to kill him, V'las Eloi Nes, and he had a Nes, he came out the fire alive, V'yotze L'Chorom. He went out to Choron. V'hischil lamoid v'likre v'kol godol l'chol ha'olam. And he started giving droshes v'kol godol in a strong voice l'chol ha'olam lo'idiyam to tell them sh'yesham alakai echad l'chol ha'olam v'loi roi la'avoid. There's one God and that's who you got to serve. V'hoya mahalach v'kol m'kabit ha'om mi'ir el'im. He used to go from town to town gathering people, speaking in front of them to tell them, mamlocha l'mamlocha, from one kingdom to another, ad shegil Eretz Kanan, until Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Kanan, and he was talking about that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. He was giving droshes all over. The kivin shayim, it's kapsin and elov, and once the the people started gathering to him, v'shoylem al dvorov, and they used to ask him shaylas, what he was saying. Hayom edia l'chol echad v'echad k'fik daitoi, he used to tell everybody, each one, the fi his madriga, achiach zilul del of emes, until he brought him back. And he made thousands and thousands of balei tshuva. Achi niskatsuba alofim uruvovis, tens of thousands of people. Vehem anche beis Avraham. Those are called beis Avraham. Vayikach Avraham, chol anche beisoi. Who's anche beisoi? Anche beisoi were the tens of thousands of people that became balei tshuva and believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The shosal believer, he rooted into their heart, ha'ika agodl, the chiva by svarim, and he made a lot of svarim. We don't have them. Ve'idiyali Yitzchok benoi. Okay. Avraham Avinu was basically, oisumerech wasn't the first idea of going out there, or Eisha Torah, going out there to speak all over the world to be Makar v'chaykim. Avraham Avinu did it. Avraham Avinu went ahead and spoke in all towns, all mamlochas, all different kingdoms, and he had thousands of people following him. And he was a Rosh Hashiva, he was a Rebbe. V'hidil Yitzchok b'noi, and Yitzchok was the Mamshech. Now let's go to Eliezer. Eliezer, the Torah calls him the Eved, a servant. But in essence, he was Hamoishel b'chol beisoy. Called him over here. Hayem el avdis kan beisha hamoishel b'chol asheloi. Moishel, he rules everything that he has. He was like the Skan Rosh Yeshiva. Until the Medrash tells us that kol ma damesik Eliezer, that Avram called him damesik Eliezer, doile umashke Mitoda's rabbi, he used to take out and mashka and to drink, give to drink to other people from Torah's rabbi. That means he was moishel, he understood all the Torah that Avraham Avinu gave. He was the biggest around. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of these thousands, call him Skan Rosh Yeshiva, call him whatever you want. But he was number two in the reigns of tens of thousands of people. To the point that the Medrash tells us what does Zkan Beisei mean? His features on his face was Doimet Avraham Avinu. He was a Shailit, he controlled his Yetzirah exactly like Avraham Avinu. So you're talking about from the Gedolei Yisrael. In fact, Chazal tell us this Kan Moshe Beisei, Yeshu be Yeshiva, Zokin be Yeshu be Yeshiva, is only written on four people: Avraham, Yitzchok, Yankov, and Eliezer. So you're talking about a man who was what we would call Godlador. He was Doila Mashkim Materis Rabbi. He was Moshe be Yitzro like Avraham Avinu. He looked like Avraham Avinu. He was Mishamish Avraham Avinu for years and years. This is who Eliezer was. So let's go ahead and work out the parasha. There's a lot of shailas what went on over here. He takes Eliezer and he tells Eliezer, Simna Mekha Shavua, Ashalei Tikach Isha Livni Mibneis HaKnani Asher Anechi Yesha Bekirba. I don't want to take a wife for Rivka, for Yitzchak, from the Bnei Sakanani. Ki el arti emeladati, you go back to where I was, v'lekach te ishe livni liYitzchak. Take a wife for Yitzchak. So where is he telling him to go? Don't take from Kanani, right? Which includes Eliezer. I don't want to be mashadach with the Kanani. I want to be mashadach with my own family. Okay. So who's he sending him to? He's sending him to go to Basul's house, to go to Lavan's house, a house which was full of Avodah Zarah, a house which were Rotzchim, they'll kill for money. Harai Basul wanted to kill Eliezer, a brother who was a Lavan Arami, wasn't exactly the greatest tzaddik. And when you say Boidkim Bacher, you check out the brothers. Exactly what was the bedika over here? I mean, Avraham Avinu is sending, wants to bring a mother for Klal Yisrael, wants to set up Klal Yisrael, and there was an achrayz over here of sending Klal Yisrael. The only person he trusted was Eliezer. And he tells Eliezer, from Kanani I don't take. But I want to go back to my own family, Eratzi, go back to my mishpacha, they're a bunch of ganovim, gazlonim, rotzchim. From there you can take, you'll find the choshuva girl. That makes sense. Eliezer, the Torah says, Vayeme Elo Vaevet Ulai. And Chazal tell us, Ulai is Eli. Eliezer really wanted that his daughter should be marry Yitzchok. His daughter should marry Yitzchok. His daughter should marry Yitzchok. So Avraham Avinu says, how can my daughter, how can my son marry you? I am Baruch and you are Orr. What does Baruch mean? What does Orr mean? You're cursed. I'm a Baruch. Therefore what? Therefore he can't do tshuva. He can't change. Eliezer was Mishamish Avraham Avinu for years and years and years. And here he comes along. He's the God Lador. And Avraham Avinu says, no. I'd rather take from my uncle, from my cousins. They're a bunch of Ganovim. They're a bunch of Gazlonim. From them, I'll take a Choshuva girl. Over from you, even though you're God Lador, you're Doila Mashka Mateus Rabba, you look like me, you're Shailit and you're Yetzahara like me, but I can't trust you. I can't take from you, from your daughter. What's going on over here? Then the Torah goes off and he makes a Shavua. What's the Shavua? Very interesting what the Shavua was. The Shavua was that make sure that Yitzchak doesn't marry into Bereis Kanani. Yeah? and make sure that my son doesn't go out of Eretz Yisrael. Rakes b'ni le'toshim shom. What kind of girl? He didn't have to tell Yitzchak. He didn't have to tell Eliezer. He didn't make a shvur. He didn't explain to him. Doesn't say anywhere in the parasha what kind of girl we should look for. Right? And it doesn't say what kind of seminary she learned. It doesn't say exactly what she is and who the shver is. Garnished. Make a shvur. The shvur is only on making sure lo tikach mi bnei seknani. Make sure rak bnei al toshu shomer. Make sure you don't take back my son. Okay. So Eliezer goes along. Gabakuk. It takes 17 days to travel. He did in 2 hours. In fact, Eliezer comes to the. Everybody knows the Medrash. Eliezer came and the Lavan came running out to him. The Gemalim with Eliezer moved up midair. So we're talking about not posh the person. We're talking about Eliezer that davens and tells the Ribbono Shel Olam exactly the simonim that he wants to see. And it happened. An hour later, it happened. And he says, "V'haya hanara asha'im ala hati no kadech." If the girl says like this, and she says to drink, "Ganga malacha ashke," that's the raya that Yitzchak for Yitzchak. Okay, what happens? She comes out. Vateru da aina. She goes out. You see this girl coming along, and suddenly you see the water coming up towards her. He needs any more rayas? He's got Gabakuk. Here she is. The water's coming up towards her. It's not good enough for raya. You can do moifsim. You can write kameas. You can give brachas. You can play around with names. It's no raya that she's something special. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. You can be a shtick garnished. You can make things happen. You can promise things and they happen. You can play around with Seamus. Garnish. The water came up towards her. Isn't that the biggest raya that she's something special? Says the Torah, no, it's meant garnished. Eliezer comes along and says, "I want to see how she feeds me, how she gives the feed, how she behaves." And he's standing there and he saw what was going on. The chesed that she was doing. Oh! Now I've got a raya that she's takal choshev a girl. Mitzad sheni, pelech on akasha. Avram doesn't want Eliezer as a mechut. Ein boroch mizdabik ba'oro. Boroch can't marry somebody who's blessed. I'm Boroch Hashem Berach as Avroch. And you're Oro, you're an enikel from Chom. You're an enikel from Canaan. And Canaan is Oro. I, what happened to all the years of Avodas Hashem, Yerushalayim, everything that came with it, what happened? More than that. So maybe they can medish. It's scary. If you take a look in the parasha, it says that Rivka, when she saw Vatipel me'ala gomo. She lifted up her eyes and she saw Yitzchok. She saw Yitzchok. Chazal tell her she saw Baruch HaKodesh, that Esau is going to come out from her. And she got very nervous and Vatipel me'ala gomo. She fell off the gomel. The Medrash says that she fell off the gomel and she hit a tree. She hit the tree, she lost her damn psulim. That's what the Medrash says. To give a cook. Take a look at this medrash. Vatipel Ma'al HaGomel, says the Yalkut, Lefisha Rosa Baruch HaKadosh. He saw Baruch HaKadosh, that Esau is going to come out from her. Nizdazov Anasa Mukaseit, V'yotzim Amen Adam Psulim. Miyad Omar HaKadosh Baruch HaKadosh said to Gavril, Rech, Reit Shmuel Adam. Go and watch, be careful, make sure it doesn't dry up. V'lo Yebomum. Bo Yitzchok, Yitzchok came. V'lo Motel HaPsulim. He didn't find Sula. Choshdob me Eliezer. He was Choshed Eliezer. And he said to her, and he was Choshed Eliezer. Give a quote. You're talking about the God Lador. You're talking about Eliezer who was Shailent B'Yitzray. And Yitzchak comes along and says, there's no damn Psulim. Choshed Eliezer. Eliezer did something. Omala Psulaye Chechonhi. Where are your Psulim? Omolay, she says, Rivka said to Yitzchok, Kishnofalti min agomol, nasesi mukaseit. When I fell off the camel, I became a mukaseit. I got hit by a tree. I fell onto a tree, and I lost my psulim. Omolay sheke at medaberes. This is Yitzchok telling Rivka, you're telling me sheke. Eliezer pogaboch. Eliezer took care of you. V'nishbo loy, she made a shvush loy nogabo. Eliezer didn't touch it. Holchu motzu eitz, they went to the tree. V'motzu tzavu b'dom, and they found that there was dam there. Miyad yoda Yitzchok shehi tahira. Then Yitzchok knew that she's tahira. So Chazal tell us later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around, what should I do with an eved that was choshut? So the scha for being choshed, hichnisu chai beganeidim es Eliezer. The Medrash calls it Eliezer ben Nimrod. That's who he was. Eliezer ben Nimrod. Eliezer was the son of Nimrod. Okay, so here we have the modern Azach. You're talking about Eliezer, and on one side you're talking about his gadlus, and on the other side, the first thing Yitzchak comes up with. And she had to make a shvua, and she had to prove him by the tree that that's where the dam is, that Eliezer didn't do anything. Of all people. Actually, something happened beforehand. She was brought up in a house which was, the Chazal tell us that Pesul was king of Paddan Aram. And the minig was that Pesul, every daughter that got married, so the first night, Psul was boiled, and then he gave it to the husband. So you can imagine what kind of shtufe zimo you're talking about she was brought up in. And here, the first thing that he's choshed is Eliezer. And then, there's another medrash. Pele for Nazar. Om Avram le Yitzchok. Avram said to Yitzchak, Ha'eved azeh choshed al kol avedah shebatayra. This eved that we have, who's the Rosh Hashiva, right, is choshed al kol avedah shebatayra. Umirma b'yodai. Mirma is what you would say, not ganef, Mirma is like Lavan or Arami. He's a swindler. Shenema knan b'yodai ma'ozne mirma. Knan is the metzias of being a Draco. Make sure, be boidek, that this girl has psulim. Make sure she's tahira. So the Gemara, the Medrash tells us exactly how Yitzchak was boidek. What's going on over here? The stira minei bay. You're talking about the Torah tells us, Yofos yichosin shel avdei omris. The Torah tells us a whole parasha on Chayasara of Eliezer going. And then the Torah tells us another parasha of Eliezer tells the same story that we already know. He says it over, and we use psukim on psukim on psukim, telling us exactly how he told Lavan, because the soul was dead already. And all the length, and the Torah goes, but Marich Zayin goes overboard to tell us exactly. And when it comes to mitzvahs, some of the mitzvahs and some of the halachas that we know is beremez, is from one pasuk, is from an extra word. So Chazal say, Yofos yichosin shel avdei ovis, yesim yitayrosin shel bonim. The sicha that means the way The Avde Ovis, the Avdim, the Avodim of the Ovis, is their way of schmoozing, or their way of telling us, is better, yofe, nicer, miterosa shalbonim, than the Torah shalbonim, the Torah that we learn of mitzvahs. This could be from a ois. We have to be on all that Torah to find out where we learn out this halacha from. The Torah doesn't go into length telling us all the halachas. We dashn it from psukim. Shlosha says, midrash ha-Torah, nidrash ha-Torah, there's 13 ways that the Torah is dorosh, kavuchayim, gzer shava. And here, the Torah goes out of his way. Yofa sichoson shall have the obvious. If it's so yofa sichoson, so how come Eliezer is the guy that the choshed over here, Yitzchak, the first reaction, Eliezer. And Avram says to Yitzchak, I trust him to bring me your wife. But you know what? You can't trust him. Make sure she's a Tohid. What's going on over here? Rebellion to the Moridiki Yisoid, and he says, Aloshim, Ashelav kol meicha sovil do. Not everybody will be able to handle this Yisoid, and it's very hard Yisoid to understand, perhaps to understand, we could understand intellectually, but to take it the Lamaisa, it's a very tough Yisoid. He gives a hakdama. He says, Amalek. He says, take Amalek. Amalek is Timcha Ezech Amalek. Gotta wipe out Amalek. Why? Because they're the first ones that came out and fought against Klal Yisrael. They were the ones that cooled down the hot bath, as the Medrash says, the Moshel, that Gantz, the whole world was sitting from the Rebbein Yisrael and from Klal Yisrael when they came out of Mitzrayim. Amalek broke it. Amalek came and fought with Klal Yisrael. Timcha Ezech Amalek, you've got to wipe out Amalek. Yet, if somebody comes from Amalek to become a ger, you will cover them. No problem. Yet, Amun Umoyav, you're not allowed to take him as gerim. You're not allowed to take him as gerim. Amun is out of touch. Moyev, even if he wants to become a gay, could be the biggest tzaddik, you don't take him. Asher lekidmu eschem balechem. Because Amon and Moyev, when you wanted to go through their land, they didn't come forward and offer you bread, they wouldn't let you through. And because Be'etzem, they owe you hakoros hatoiv. Because if it wouldn't be for the schus of Avram Avinu, Lot would have been killed. And Lot was saved because of Amon, because of Aschus Avram. And from light came Amun Umoyel. And if you don't have Akoros HaToiv, we don't want to know you. Those are the two interesting opposites that we see in the Torah. Amalek is Timcha Ezech Amalek, going to wipe him out. And we have a mitzvah every year being to be zoich, to remember Timcha Ezech Amalek. And Shaul had a halacha, kill out all Amalek. That's one of the first mitzvahs that we came into Eretz Yisrael as a melech. When you're a melech, the first thing a melech has is Timcha Ezech Amalek. Yet, Amaleki that decides to become a Jew, let him in. Amun Umoyav, we have nothing to do with it. There's no halacha. There's one halacha. Asher lekidmu eschem balechem over mine, because they didn't come forward to give you water and food. They didn't have a chorus of teif to you because Be'etzim they're around because of Avraham Avinu. They owe you something. They didn't pay you back. They have no decency. Also love Bakal ad oilom. Forever. You can never accept a person from Amun Umoyav. What's pshat? So Rebellius says, he brings it down from a Shah Kedusha. Shah Kedusha was written by Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was a Talmud, and he was the one that wrote all the Ari's Torah. And he says, a Yisoid that probably some of you know, he starts off with a question. How come you don't see in the Torah anywhere about Midas Torahs? We talk about mitzvahs, talk about learning Torah, Vedas Hashem. We don't talk about Midas. You don't find anywhere in the Torah talking about Midas. You do find Parshas Bereishis, the whole Sefer Bereishis, talking about how to behave. But there's no mitzvah of having Midas Torahs. So Chaim Vital says, "Ulefikoch ena midas mitchlal tariag mitzvus." You want to know why midas is not included in the tariag mitzvus? Va'omnam, but hem achonas ikarius el tariag mitzvus kumi bitulam. They are the foundation before we even start with tariag mitzvus. This is the foundation for Tariag Mitzvahs. Because it's not shaykh to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. It's not shaykh to be an Oved Hashem without Midas Taimus. And therefore he writes, Lefikoch inin hamidas harois, koshim min averus atzma ma'od ma'od. Having bad Midas is worse than doing an Avera. Yovin, what Chazal tell us, Kol HaKoyah is somebody who is in Kaas, he's Kila Avid Avid Azorah, somebody who's a Baal Gaiva, he's a Koyfa Be'ikah. Ki liyoysam ikorim v'yisoydus lo nimnu b'chlal tayeg mitzvus. V'nimtza, ki yoysa tzorch lizoy, you've got to be more careful. Mimidus herois from bad midas, yoisa min kiyum mitzvahs asev alois asev. More than the kiyum mitzvahs asev alois asev. Listen to this line, it's unbelievable. Ki bi yoisa bal midas toiveis, because a person who has good midas, benekel, it's easy, yekayim kol mitzvahs, he'll be able to keep all the mitzvahs. Somebody who doesn't have midas toiveis has a hard time keeping mitzvahs. Then he goes through all the Marmorei Chazal. Okay, now's not the time. Of why Anivus, not Kaas. Torah is only, Ribbono Shel Olam only learns Torah with somebody who's not a Kaisim, somebody who's not a Baal Gaiva, somebody who's an Onov. But one thing we've got to learn. Torah, it's easier, ki b'neikel, it's easier to do Torah or mitzvahs, to be an Oved Hashem, when the foundation of Midas Tovus are there. What does Aru mean? What does Aru mean? Noyach cursed Chom because of a bad Midah. He cursed him for a Maisera. He cursed him because he did a bad act. It was coming from Midas Moschosis. And he cursed him and he said, Oro, Eved Avodim. His essence, his Mahus, his essence was Oro. He could be a Gewaldiger. There's a famous Moshel. They bring it down from Buenos Aires, they bring it down from the Rambam. That there was once a Vikuach. There was an argument with one of the big bishops. If you can take an animal's midas and train him to behave like a human being, and you can change his midas or not. And the Rambam says only a person you can change his midas, but a behemoth works with instinct, and you will never change his instinct. Because that's his mahus, that's his essence. So they trained a cat for months and months to learn how to become a wader. I learned how to become a waiter. And the story goes that he learned how to walk on two legs and how to come in and with holding the trays, etc., etc., and serve everybody the food. They brought either stories. I saw it this week from the Rambam, but the stories given over from Bienes and Eibishitz. And they invited them to come to this big party, and the cat walked in, nicely dressed, walking on two feet, serving the food. And then they brought in the wine with the goblets of wine, and as the cat is walking in, the Rambam pulled out a little box, and in this box was a mouse, and he let the mouse go, and the minute that the cat saw the mouse, he just dropped everything and ran and went chasing the mouse. And everybody turned around to the Rambam and said, "You were right. The animal instincts, you can train and train somebody, but calls a man his essence, his instincts is what controls him, you're not going to get anywhere. The minute that his instincts get turned on, the minute he sees a mouse, boom, he could be standing on 2 feet walking in nicely dressed, he's after the mouse." Kenan, Eliezer, sat and learnt day and night. He was a Talmud from Avraham Avinu. Ziv Dikyuna. But Avraham Avinu said, "I can't build Klal Yisrael on somebody who's oral. I can't build some Klal Yisrael on who essence is oral. And his essence, his midas, you can't trust him, is mirmo. His essence, his midas, is something else. You could be trained. But your instinct, who you are, who you be'etzem are, is midas rois. When the right time comes and you press the wrong button, it'll all come out." Avraham Avinu said, "From such a mishpocha, I can't build Klal Yisrael. But I can build Klal Yisrel from a mishpocha that aveidah zarah, shvichas domim, gila arayas, a band of ganovim, because in essence they have good midas. If the girl has good midas, it's not pshat that she knows, she behaves because she knows what's right and what's wrong. Her essence are right. Her essence are baruch. So you can be a balavera. You can have the wrong ashkafa. That will all change. That I'm not worried about," says Avraham Avinu. "I'm not worried about that. But if in essence she's a bal chesed, she's a gutta. Her instincts, when he asked her, when Eliezer in the tefillah says, 'I want to see what kind of girl, I want to see how quick she picks up the bucket, I want to see how she feeds the gemalim,' and Chazal tell us there was certain mahalchim of how she, of showing her, the godless in her chesed, in the way she was so thoughtful, in the way she gave the camels, in the way she gave the people, and the torots, and she was running backwards and forwards. And Chazal asked Akasha, tomorrow to Akasha, 'What's going on over here? Doesn't make sense.' Eliezer, Chazal tell us, was as strong as an ox. Eliezer could take a camel and from one part of the river pick him up and put him on the other side of the river. And here Eliezer standing here watching this 3-year-old girl running and schlepping. And the Mepharshim say, Poshup Shah is, they didn't go out, they didn't have, when they saw Rivka, her etzem teva, her metzias was to do good. They didn't even see that she was schwitzing. She made out she wanted to be hatova. Her goodness came out in such a way that there wasn't even a pressure for her. That's who she was. One shtick gold. Actually, she came from a friar house, and she came from the wrong hashkofa, and who knows where she was. Doesn't make a difference. She's baruch. Ein baruch mizdabek ba'oru. She can be the right lady for Yitzchak. She can be the right mother for Klal Yisrael. In fact, it goes even further. Yitzchak Avinu didn't take her and marry her straight away. He brought her into the house. And as soon as she walked into the house, the Torah tells us, he brought her to the oil Yitzchak. Then he married her. Because as soon as she walked in, he saw that everything came back, all the brocha, that sorrow, there was an onan on top of the oil, and there was a brocha in the isa, and there was a ner doilek, He saw everything came back from what his mother had, then he knew this is the right girl, and he married her. So when he says afterwards, after taking her into Sarah's house, that's when he married her. But the Badika was a Badika in Midas. Eliezer understood that. Avraham Avinu, when he wanted to build Klal Yisrael, understood one thing. It's not how many mitzvahs. It's not how much Yerushalayim at this point you show. You can be Shoilet BeYitzroy. Eliezer was God Lador, Shoilet BeYitzroy. He controlled his Yetzirah. He looked like Avraham Avinu. Zekan VeYeshiv BeYeshiva, which is written on the Ovos and Eliezer. But his instinct, who he was, his mahus, was Orel. He was Kenani, and as Chazal call it, Ozne Mirma. They're shady characters. Be careful. Yitzchok, as soon as he saw that Rivka didn't have to Sulim, straight away he was Choshed Eliezer. What do you mean, Choshed Eliezer? The Greiser Rosh Yeshiva? Yeah, the grace of Rosh Hashiva, Be'etzim is a Mushkes in Midas. He's a gutter. But instinctly, he comes from the Mishpach of Oru. He's not, in essence, a gutter. And to build Klal Yisrael, you can only build Klal Yisrael on Midas Toyos. V'Rav Chaim Vital says, it's easier because when you're a Baal Midas Toivus, it's easier, it's poshut, it won't be hard to be Mekayim Kol HaMitzvahs. This is something which the Welt, the Etzer, makes a mistake about. This is the parasha of Yofasi Chosim Shalavdei Ovis. This is the parasha where the Torah tells us what is the Yisaidus of Yiddishkeit. What's the Yisaidus that Klal Yisrael gets built on? There are plenty of people out there. Greiser Rosh Yeshivas. Greiser Mashkichim. Magid Yishurim, which probably you've come across, and that's probably why you're all sitting here. Because you're probably all scarred from the way they either treated you, spoke to you, dealt with you. Starting from Kita Aleph all the way through to the grace of Talmud Chacham, who knows how to say a Shir Klali with a Kuf, not with a Chaf. And you all walk away with shailas. Zu Torah v'zu Schara. Does this make sense? He's supposed to be the man that stands and gives across Torah, gives across Yerushalayim. He's the man that teaches me Gemara, Mishnayis. Look at the way he talks to me. Look at the way he speaks to me. Look at the way he treats other people. And we all walk away and we say, Zu Torah Zu Schara. Forget it. This is what Torah is all about. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam really wants from us. And it's not a kasha. You can be the God Lador Eliezer. You can be Zokim V'Yeshiv B'Yeshiva. But if you're a Mushchis in Midas and you haven't changed your Midas around, it goes with you all the way through life. And it doesn't make a difference how much Torah you've learned Shalai Lishma. Because the Mushkas black the Mushkas. And that you have Yerushalmayim, your Makpidon Kala Kachamura, means absolutely nothing. If your instincts, and when you press the wrong button, suddenly you see a Hashchosa coming out, Nishdos make the Rebbe Nishloli. Dos is Nish Torah. Torah, real Torah, is built on Midas Toivus. Real Torah, real Ayira Shemayim is only on Midas Toivus. And that's the structure of Klal Yisrael was built. Doesn't make a difference what kind of house you come from. Your father could be a Shagat's Gobble. Or if there's Midas Toivus, then there's a chance you'll make it through. Everybody knows I always say I can line you up 10 bochrim the beginning of the year that walk in, and I'll pi roiv, I'll tell you after a week who's going to make it and who's not going to make it. And the ones who I say who are going to make it are not the ones who are the biggest tzaddikim. They're probably the worst. And they've probably messed around the heaviest. And they've probably done kol davar asur. Yeah, I'll still turn around and say it doesn't make a difference. Because they have midas toivus, but not kill, says Reb Chaim Vital. It's easier to be a shomer Torah mitzvahs afterwards. But when you walk into a yeshiva and you walk in with an attitude, ani va'afsi oid, say Chazal, it's only me and it's all about me, then you can sit and learn, and you can have a good head. And you might even understand, and you can make a laning, and you can be making a laning day and night. It's all garnished. Nothing will vax us. Nothing will come out. Nishdos mink revenge leilam. That's not what the Torah is talking about. That's not what Klal Yisrael was built with. You might get covered in this world because you have a good head, and you actually know how to say a shtickl Torah, but it means absolutely nothing. It's Eliezer. You're from the Chevra of Oror. Ein Boroch Mizdavik Ba'orah, when the Klal Yisrael wants to build Torah, has to be Rein Midas. And we always have this Shaila. And if anybody thinks that I'm speaking to them, if they're such a Balgaiva that they think that every Shmuz I mean them, then I can't mean them. But I'm going to say it anyway, because I don't mean them, because it doesn't make a difference. If you sit in a yeshiva, a year, 2 years, 3 years, and you see sometimes bochrim with shvachere heads walk into the yeshiva, and the ones with better heads look like as if they're moving forward on a quicker pace. They look like, when we look at them, that they're steiging more. And the guy who doesn't have the same head, doesn't have the regilas, doesn't have the know-how of making a laning the same way as he has, she doesn't have the same gishmak in learning, takes him longer to get it, he has to work harder. And yet, 2 years later, 3 years later, you suddenly see that this guy who walked in on a slow pace, but he had a heart of gold, he was a shtick midas tavis. He was a guy that went out of his way for somebody else. A guy that bothered him when something was wrong in the yeshiva. A guy that bothered him when there's a no minion for a shacharis. Then suddenly, 2 or 3 years later, you suddenly see, wow, he's holding here and I'm holding over here. Where did I go wrong? And they all ask the question, what happened? And I've been asked the question 50 times. Where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? I watched the movie one night, so he didn't. That's where the big difference is. No, it's not the movie. It's the Asura Rishon. It's when you have 30 guys in a yeshiva and only 8 guys worry about making a minyan, then you know who are the Baalei Midas and who are the Mushchosim. Then you know why I can't steig in learning. Then you understand why it's not so easy to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. Because Aniva Afsiyoid, I only think about myself. So you get woken up once, twice, who the hell cares? Big deal. So they'll wait 10 minutes for me. So my chavrusa will wait 20 minutes because I have to have my beautiful shower with my head and shoulders. I've got to have my special soaps and sprays. Then I have to make my coffee. Then I'll come in via melech. Mushchisim, mushchosim. Forget about Yiddishkeit, forget about Torah. Where's your benodim lechaveira? Where's your midas? There's a tzibur waiting for you. Where's your Christ tzibur? Then you want to know why you look like a prosta balabos 10 years later. When I was in yeshiva, you always hear these balabatim 40 years old. Huh! I started hanging in Lambda once and I heard balabos saying, huh! This Rosh Yeshiva just walked in with a frack and I'm in yeshiva. Look where he's holding. I cooked the Reina Zevi. He's got Lador, and here I am standing like a prosta balabos. Yeah, because you are prosta balabos when you are bocha. Because you are a mushchis in midas. Because at 40 years old, you're still talking like a mushchis. And you probably spoke like that as a bocha as well. So that's why, even though you knew how to learn better, and you probably had a bigger gishmak in learning than him, but he made it, you didn't. Because you're Aaron, he's Baruch. And you can never get past that stage of Yerushamayim, of being Mekayim Mitzvahs, because it didn't come easy to you, because you're a Mushchit and Midas. And Kol Zman, there's that Hashchosa, where it comes to walking into the dining room before the end of Seder, and making sure there's not enough for everybody to eat. I'll go through the whole list. Forget about Yiddishkeit. Where's the Benadam Lechaveri? Where's the Achrayis to Tzibur? The Teretz says, I live in a world of my own world. I have to have my beautiful room, and I have to have it exactly the way I want it. And nobody's allowed in. Achas v'sholom shebachas v'sholom. There should be a third bed in my room. That would be mamash holocaust. And I don't mean anybody personal over here. Chas v'shol. And whoever's the Baal Gaiva that thinks I mean him, meinichem. Oh, but if you think about it, this is the Parshas HaTorah. I'm not here to talk about how to take care of those midas. Barosu Yossi Torah Tavlin, Barosu Yetzahara, Barosu Torah Tavlin. And Rebellion said it's only somebody who Taka wants to learn, who has a rotzen to learn, to get to Torah Lishma, he's going to be able to break his midas. Only Torah B'Tahara, that I Taka want to steig in learning, and I want to do rotzen Hashem, that Torah has an effect to change your midas. Otherwise we stay Eliezer's. We stay like the cat, that when they press that button, your instincts are the same. And you could be 50 years old as a Rosh Yeshiva. Doesn't make a difference. The same mushkas. And it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. And you don't have to go off the way because my Rebbe did something to me 20 years ago. The Torah tells us, Klo, Midas Tavis doesn't make a difference. Your tata can be a Shegetz. The brother can be a shegetz. Ovde avayne zora, gile aroi, shvichas dom, mirmo. But if in essence there's midas, then it can change. Then she can become Rivka Yemeinu. But if in essence it's all about myself, it's all about I'm not willing to give up ki hu zeh for the Ribbono shel Olam. Ki hu zeh nisht. So I don't come to marry. I'm lying here in bed. I'm lying on my bed. What's the big deal? Come to a mincha, come to a marriage. The Olam's waiting for a minion. I'm in the middle of my soap opera. I'm relaxing. My chavrus is waiting for me. I've got to take a shower. I can't sit in the base of Medrash. Nebuch. You haven't taken a shower for 8 hours. Nebuch. The world's coming apart. I've got to have my comforts. It's all about myself. It's all about aniva afsi oid. On that, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ein aniva hu yechayim lodu biyachad." I can't be together in aladamus together with such a guy. Siyata d'shma, you'll never have. Intellectually, you might have a good head. You could say a good chabura. You could fit in for a Rashba, mit a Rambam. And half the guys don't. And the guy that doesn't even understand, perhaps in 30 years' time, will be a bigger Talmud Chacham than you. But Ez Aguto, Ez Balmidas, he's Moshe Nefesh to make sure that there's 10 people here at 8 o'clock in the morning. Those are the guys who are going to make it. Come to Shachris and you'll see who are the guys who are going to make it all the way through. They're the ones that are going to have Siyata Dishmaya, not because they daven. Avada, the davening helps. Because they feel an achrayas, it's not all about myself. Before I go to bed by night, I'm thinking, I've got to be one of those minion. I have an achrayus to the yeshiva. Or do I not give a damn? And I don't care. And I'll watch till any hour of the night. Because aniva af siyoid, it's all about myself. And who are you to tell me what to do? And who are you to wake me up? And if chas v'shalom, you'll wake somebody up a bit too strongly. Forget about the Shem HaYichud and the Shem HaMafurish that comes out of his mouth. Because that's the cat, that's the dog, the instinct. The minute you press the wrong button, the four-letter Roa comes out even in your sleep. Because that's probably the last thing you heard before you went to sleep. Or you saw, or you heard, or you sang. But I'm not even going into that whole parasha. Those 10 boys, or those 8 boys, Nebuch, who make it here day in, day out, they are shaykh to vaksois gedoyle Yisrael. They'll have siyata dishmai to vaksois. The good heads who are lying in bed, who think that the world's going to dray around them, and they know all the yeshivish shtikalach, they're going to vaksois, they'll be oror. And even afsioi. Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Ein ani v'hu yochel lodu biyachda." I can't be in the daladamas together with such a guy. Because Torah can't be built. Klal Yisrael is not built on such yisoidus. How I build Klal Yisrael is not how much Yerushalayim you walk into a yeshiva with. It's not how many mitzvahs you do. It's not how well you can learn. The first thing is midas toivus. How much am I ready to give up for a friend? How much am I willing to give up for a friend? How much am I willing to help a friend? Am I willing to take him into my room? Am I willing to help him get up for shachris? Am I willing to help and learn with him? He's a shvach abocha, let me learn with him half an hour. No, I haven't got time. This is the parshas HaShavua. Perhaps I was too shaf. Perhaps somebody got hurt over here. I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I'm just telling you what state though. I have no personal agenda against anybody. It seems every time I say something in this yeshiva, there's always somebody that will come over and you meant me. You stalked me with this line. No, I didn't mean you. Don't think that the whole world drays around you. It's not always you. This is the Metzius. This is what the parish is telling us. One thing only. You'll only steigeis, and you'll only become a mensch, and you'll only have shalom bayis later on in life, and you'll only be matzliach if the yesoidus are yesoidus built on ben adam l'chaveira. And this is the time to do it. Don't think that because I'm a nice guy, I'm be'etzem a nice guy. No. A nice guy means when I go that extra step, that extra move, the extra mile for my friend, for the yeshiva, for the chiyuv tzibur, for my achrayus to the tzibur. Not only do I come to shacharis when I'm paid $50, I have an achrayus to the tzibur, I have an achrayus to the klal, I have an achrayus to myself and to the other chaverim who are sitting there already been up 8 o'clock and waiting for a 9th or 10th guy to come in. I have an achrayus. I have an achrayus to the tzibur that when I'm packing here, with a grace of mazel tov, madaf machan akidish, if I actually make it to a minch and a mariv, I daven like a mensch, I don't stand at the back making letzonos. I have an achrayus. This is where midas come in. It's not all about myself. It's not all about how I look. It's not all about what makes it tick. Does it look good on the outside? Because you'll end up like everybody else. You'll be living superficially like everybody else over there. And you'll have the next generation coming to Lev Aryeh saying, my father, he's full of... he's double-faced. He lives double lives. My father, face. Yeah, he knows how to learn. Sure. There's a double life. Double standards. That's all hashchosses and midas. It's nothing to do with Yerushalayim. Hashchosses and midas. This is what the parasha tells us. And the only way that we're going to be able to get to stage one, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, when I learn Torah Lishma. What does Torah Lishma mean? Avada, we're not holding by the drag of learning Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma means I want to learn Torah because that's the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to learn Torah. I want to learn Torah because of Tahara. I want to learn Torah not because I have to show somebody else that I'm better than you. Not because I have to show my Chavrusa that I understand quicker than you. Or I can knech better than you. I'm learning Torah because Ibn Shem told me that that's the only way I'm going to get close to him. Then you have a chance. Then you have a chance that the Midas will change and the Yesodus on what we build our lives will be built on Midas Tevis, so your Torah, your mitzvahs will be easier to come. It's easier to come when you see that it's hard to get up in the morning, when you see it's hard to go on daven, when you see it's hard to do a mitzvah. Did anybody make a cheshbon a nefesh? Efshar God is not on my side. When the Ribbono Shel Olam tells me, claw, benokel, it's easy if I have midas tovas, benokel, says Reb Chaim Vital. It's very easy to be making mitzvahs afterwards. No problem, no sweat. How come it's not? Perhaps there's something wrong. Perhaps we have to make a chejban and nefesh. And the biggest raya is just make a chejban and nefesh and look around exactly. How much of the day do I think of somebody else? How much of the day do I have an achrayis to my chavreirim? How much of the day do I have an achrayis to my chavrusa? So I come half an hour late. So let him sit there for 2 hours waiting for me. Big deal. I couldn't fall asleep last night. So don't fall asleep. But if you have a job during the summer, there hasn't been once where you missed. That never happens. Till whatever time I watch, I'm always there the next morning at 7 o'clock. That's no shaila. Our priorities are all wrong. We've got it all messed up. Because when there's no yusaydus of midas, there's no yusaydus of midas tevis, when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ein baruch mizdavik ba'aru. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can be on. You can fashtei lenin. You can be shaylet beyitzroy. But when I press that wrong button, suddenly you see a different person. When the alcohol goes down that throat, suddenly you see a total different animal over here. Suddenly the mouse is let out of the box. Suddenly you see an animal. Oh, this is something else. Then we're talking about somebody who's got a problem. Then he's got to make a cheshbon on nefesh. This is the way Klal Yisrael was built. Think about it. And I hope anybody's moichel me. I didn't mean anybody personally. But it's something that we all have to think about. This is the yisodus in Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael was built was on midas tovas and nothing else.